Hello, this is Tyler Fender. Thank you for joining us today. We invite you to connect with us on all social media outlets. Now, let's go to the message.
For the reading of the word, get a brand new series started for September in our 11 a.m. service. Judges chapter 13, verse 24, 25. Judges chapter 16, verse 29 and 30. The King James Version reads it like this. And the woman bare a son and called his name Samson. And the child grew, and the Lord blessed him. Somebody say, the child grew, and the Lord blessed him. If you want to be blessed, you have to grow. You have to mature. And the Spirit of the Lord began to move him at times. That's an odd expression. The Spirit of the Lord began to move him at times in the camp of Dan and Zorah and Eshtel. Judges chapter 16, and Samson took hold of the two middle pillars upon which the house stood, on which it was borne up, one in his right hand, the other with his left hand. And Samson said, let me die with the Philistines. And he bowed himself with all of his might, and the house fell down upon the Lord's and upon all the people that were therein. So the dead which he slew at his death were more than which he slew in his life. There is one word for this series, and it is flex. Turn to your neighbor and just tell them flex. This is faith for the moment versus faith for a lifetime. Faith for the moment versus faith for a lifetime. You may be seated. Y'all pray for me. I got a 17-year-old at my house that works out all the time. He's dropped 45 pounds in the last year. He's beginning to see something that I don't know anything about. They're called abs. They tell me that they're under here somewhere. He's got a six-pack or an eight-pack. I'm sitting here with a keg. I got the whole thing. But one thing about Tyler is Tyler knows he's lost weight. Tyler knows he's getting muscles. And so Tyler can't help himself. If there's a mirror in the room, he's always flexing. Men in this room, I will have a special place in this altar for you if you don't tell the truth. We all flex. It might be in the bathroom by ourselves in that mirror, but we're still flexing. Maybe we're sucking in the gut instead of flexing, but we're all flexing. And ladies, you might not flex, but you put on that lipstick and you start. Some of y'all spend 45 minutes drawing your eyebrows on every day. Y'all are in a perpetual state of being surprised, it looks like, or angry or confused. But I'm around Tyler, and he's always flexing. And Samson, and when we look at this story, Samson has these moments of flex in his life. These great moments that he does great things. But children of God, that is where we really need to dig in and make sure that we're not living for the high points. And those moments that we make big splashes for God. And that we have faith for a moment and not faith for a lifetime. I've got news for you. Samson did not look like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Did not look like Jason Momoa. Did not have bulging biceps, triceps. Did not have big traps. He looked normal. That is what makes Samson so special, is when the Spirit of God came on him. And the faith that he had when he would begin to flex and he would begin to feel that spirit and that faith in that moment, he could do things that nobody else had ever done before. And I love that. I love the fact that normal people can do supernatural things when God's Spirit rests on us and we operate in the faith in Christ that we have on the inside. So culture now uses that word flex. If you wear designer shoes or carry a designer handbag, they talk about that's an all right flex, meaning you're showcasing, you're showing off to people, you're You're for a moment letting them know, this is who I am, this is what I have. And so Samson, he lived that life. And we as believers, we love to flex. We shout about the miraculous. Listen to this. We shout about the miraculous, but we whisper about Jesus' everyday presence. Can I tell you something that's greater than the miracle that he shows up and does in one day? I love the miracles, but I love that every moment of every day of my life as a believer and follower of Jesus Christ, that he is there with me, he walks with me, he talks with me, I'm never alone. Oh, Jesus, I love the miracles, I love the big days, I love the big moments, but oh, I love the fact that every day, if there's nobody to talk to, you talk to me, you listen to me, you move in me. And so shout about the miracles, but also shout about the everyday presence of Jesus Christ. Flexing is what people see. Faithfulness is what God sees. Having that faith flex makes a big splash and everybody looks, but it's the faithfulness that God sees in and out every day. People will celebrate the flex, but God celebrates faithfulness. A faith flex is that moment when God shows up with all power, all authority, and the miraculous happens. But faithfulness is every moment, not just that moment, every moment, having access to and walking in God's presence, God's power, God's authority, and God's love. For too long, many believers treat faith in Christ as an event that has or will happen. But we need to live faith in Christ as the vehicle of transportation to every purpose given, calling fulfilled, miracle, and breakthrough. Faith is not something that I'm building to for one moment, one day, and one deed. Faith is the transportation. It's what I ride in every day that is not going to get me a miracle or one breakthrough, but it's going to get me through the valleys of life, through the difficult times, through all of the things that's coming at me. The vehicle that in which we ride is called faith. Simply this, church, faith is what I do. Don't get me wrong. I love a good faith flex. I love cancers dissolved. I love marriages restored. I love doctors' reports being reversed. I love those testimonies of God providing and paying off debt and forgiving mortgages and forgive all of those things that we hear. And God showed up and gave me $50,000. I love those faith flexes. But you know what I also love? The fact that God has been breathing oxygen in my lungs every breath of my life. The fact that every time a bill shows up, I might not get a faith flex of $50,000, but I've got $55 to pay my water bill. I've got $180 to pay my light bill. Geico's never gone unpaid. Ford has always received their money. I've always eaten and I've eaten well. Why? Because the goodness of God. God is always faithful to me, and so I will always be faithful to God. Don't get me wrong. I love a good faith flex, but faithfulness, church, is where it's at. And it's not an either or. You can have both. You can have those faith flex moments where all of heaven shows up and the impossible becomes possible, but you can also live a life of faithfulness. And let me tell you this, when you live a life of obedience and faithfulness, you don't have to have as many miracles. When you live a life of faithfulness and obedience to Jesus Christ, you don't have to have as many miracles. Miracles is when I've tried everything and nothing else works. God, you're going to have to come in and do what only you can do. But faithfulness is taking the word of God. Faithfulness is taking the weapons of God. And every day of your life, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, walking out the word of God, the plan of God, the faithfulness of God, and saying, God, I know you'll be there with a miracle, but God, instead of a miracle, let me be faithful to all that you have shown me. Faithfulness is greater than a faithful flex. Faithfulness is better than the faith flex. I love this. Faith is something that God puts in you. Anointing is something God puts on you. Romans 12:3. For I say through grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. When you and I were born, we were born with faith within us. Now, that faith might not be a big faith, but that faith might be mustard seed faith. But when we use that mustard seed faith, it can move mountains. It can. And moving mountains, that is a faith flex. But not only building mountains, it can get you a job. It can keep you on that job. It can keep you in your right mind. It can deliver you from anxiety. It can overcome depression, all that daily life with Christ. So faith is something that God puts in you. Anointing is something that God puts on you. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 35. Until the day Samuel died, he did not go see Saul again. Though Samuel mourned for Saul, and the Lord regretted that he had made Saul king over Israel. Man, the NIV uses that word regret. God regretted making Saul king over Israel. Saul was never known as a man of faith. He was known as a man that was anointed by God to be king. Can I tell you something that is so dangerous? For you to have the anointing, but no faith. The anointing can get you very far. But faith is going to be there when everything else doesn't make sense. And everything else, and people are walking out on you, and your journey gets tough. It's not the anointing that's going to keep you going. It is the faith that you have in Jesus that is going to keep you going. The very next verse is 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 1. And the Lord said to Samuel, how long will you mourn for Saul? Since I have rejected him as king over Israel, fill your horn with oil and be on your way. I am sending you to Jesse of Bethlehem. I have chosen one of his sons to be king. Remember the story. Samuel goes and looks at all of David's seven brothers. He looks at bigger. He looks at smarter. He looks at more athletic. He looks at more prepared. He looks at the people that have been training in the military. And God says, none of those do I want. He said, there's one that hasn't come yet. And he said, I don't want you to look on the outside. Check this out. He said, I want you to look on the inside. Because what you see on the outside doesn't matter. Why? Because we're about to anoint the outside. We're going to cover the outside. But when you look on the inside, what you're going to find is that measure of faith that Romans 12:3 says we have. And when you see that faith, you're going to find a man that is after my own heart. Can I talk to you today? That is why racism is a lie from the pit of hell. It doesn't matter if you're red, white, yellow, brown. It doesn't matter if you're polka dotted. Why? Because when we're washed in the blood of Jesus, all of that goes away. When we're covered by the anointing, all of that goes away. I've got one question for you, and it's not what side of the tracks were you born on? Where did you come from? How were you raised? None of those. Do you have faith in Christ to live faithfully with faithfulness? Samson's life was full of faith flexes, not faithfulness. I'm preaching to some people today that we can get our faith up for 2 or 3 days a year when we really need it. We want faith to flex when we get the pink slip. We want faith to flex when we get a bad doctor's report. We want faith to flex when we're out of money. But can I encourage you? I love when God flexes and God does the miracle. But can I encourage you? Faithfulness is greater. Every day, faith in Christ. Samson's life was full of faith flexes. Remember that time he picked up the city gates, hundreds of pounds, and moved them hundreds of yards away from, just picked them up and moved them. What would have taken a tractor? What would have taken multiple men? He had enough faith for that moment. Or how about the time he caught 300 foxes? Come on, if you and I caught 2 foxes, we wouldn't know what to do. He caught 300 foxes. That's a big flex. Here comes a bigger flex. Took them 2 by 2 and tied their tails together. That's a really big flex. because I don't know if you've ever seen, you couldn't tie your house cat's tails together. These are wild animals. Big flex, big faith, big moment. Then he lit them on fire. Big flex, big spectacle. Everybody's looking. Everybody's watching. How about the time he killed 1,000 Philistines with the jawbone of a donkey? You talk better than any movie you've ever seen, better than Braveheart, better than Gladiator. This normal man picks up a bone, and, I mean, he's just going after it. No sword, no gun, 1,000 trained fighters. Just swinging a bone 1,000 times makes me want to go take my Sunday nap. And this guy's out there making big faith moments, big faith moves, flexing. Samson was great at the Faith Flex Church, but the in-between moments, the behind closed door moments, the moments you didn't see on Instagram, his life was void of faithfulness. He could muster up enough faith in particular moments to do great things, but he didn't have enough faith to tell his flesh no. Didn't have enough faith to tell women no. Didn't have enough faith to tell lust no. I've preached for many years that Samson had a woman problem. Samson didn't have a woman problem. Samson had a faith problem. Samson chose faith flexing over faithfulness. His feats of strength gave him a reputation. Anything that would give me a reputation, I want to deflect and reflect that to God. It's not me. If people are drawn to the faith flex, you better make sure that their eyes are on Jesus, because the one that gave you the power to get through that moment, to do what you did, that is the God that everybody needs to know. Could it be that God didn't heal you just to heal you? God healed you in a faith flex so a crowd would see the old you versus the new you. And when they say, how did you do that? You could say, I'm glad you asked. It's the Lord on my side. You see, without God, I could do nothing. Before I met Jesus, I was this, this, and this. But when Jesus came in my life, he changed everything. When God flexes faith, it is for the crowds. But faithfulness. Samson chose faith flexing over faithfulness. Faith for a moment versus faith for a lifetime. Ultimately, and not to fast forward because we'll get there over the next few sessions, but ultimately his life was cut short by faith-filled moments and not a faith-filled life. The great R.W. Shambach said, you don't have any trouble. All you need is faith in God. I'm going to say that again, and I know that makes some people mad. You don't have trouble. All you need is faith in God. Well, Pastor, let me tell you, you don't have trouble. All you need is faith in God. Well, you don't know my situation. I don't know your situation, but I know the God that we serve. Come on. I know they're amening online better than we're amening in here today. Can I just tell you, problems come up, but they bow at the foot of my Jesus. And when we walk in faith, it doesn't matter what the doctors have said. It doesn't matter what your ex said. It doesn't matter what your in-laws say. It doesn't matter what Washington says. It doesn't matter what you say about yourself. If God said it to be so, it is so. And I don't have problems or trouble. All I need is faith in God. Faithfulness or faithful means full of faith. Pastor Becky gets on me all the time because I love to drive my truck until it says 0 miles, until empty. I call it faith. She calls it a lack of wisdom and probably stupid. Jaden was with me the other day, and it was right after my accident. And so I said, I hope you got your pushing shoes on, girl, because we're at zero. And I'll steer, but you're going to have to push. She got nervous. She thought when it hit zero that truck was just going to go off. You know, a lot of us are operating not with full faith or faithful. Come on now. We're running on that quarter tank. Some of us call our little faith big faith because we say things like, I don't need a lot. I just You know, he says all we need is mustard seed faith. Come on, that's what you start with. It shouldn't be that way anymore. Why? Because I'm not trying to move mountains. I've got mountain chains I'm trying to move. I'm not trying to get God to show up just in my life. I'm trying to get him to show up in my life, Mandy's life, our marriage, my two kids, our family, this church, every person I meet. I don't need just mustard seed faith. I need a bottle of mustard seeds. I need a whole lot bigger faith. Mustard seed is what I started with, which comes to this. If Romans 12:3 says all we were given was a measure of faith, I believe that's the mustard seed faith. But if you've been living with God, walking with God, following Jesus, your faith should be bigger than mustard seed. Why? Because you don't need to just move mountains. You are called to generations. You are called to shift. You are called to transform. You are called to fulfill purpose in Jesus' name. Faithful equals full of faith. Not a quarter full. Some of us, we run it too. We're 5 days till empty. Come on. Two days till empty. Well, I hope I can make it till Wednesday. That should never. Well, I'm going to go to Living Way this morning, and I hope I get a word. You can get a word on Friday afternoon. Why? Because we're talking about faithfulness, not flexing faith. See, everybody that comes to this altar that is praising and worshiping, that's not a flex. Because if you will march down to the front of this church in front of strangers, family, and friends and go the extra mile in your praise and your worship, they're not flexing for you. It is an attitude and a lifestyle. And I guarantee you, if you catch them on an idle Monday afternoon, they're going to be worshiping. If you catch them with all hell breaking loose on Thursday, they're going to be praising. They're going to be worshiping. It's not a flex. It's a lifestyle. Come on, Samson. We're full of faith. Every time we use faith, we are emptying ourselves of faith. Don't get caught up in saying, well, that just needs a little faith. This is why. God will give you everything you need. If you empty yourself of faith, God will fill you right back up. You're going to have to do the necessary things. At our house, we kill snakes all the time. The running yearly count is Brandon 11, snakes 0. We're going to keep it that way. I always want that 0 there. Never been bit by a snake. Killed a rattlesnake a couple months ago, and it was the worst kind of rattlesnake. I know the big ones scare you. Those aren't the ones that you should be scared of. It's those 12, 14, 16-inch babies. Because they have the same amount of venom, but they don't just tag you and give you just enough to get you to leave. When they tag you, they empty every amount of venom that they have. We as believers need to quit putting a little faith over here and a little faith on this. We need to put all the faith we have needs to be going to everything that we face. And you say, well, I've got to put a little faith on my marriage and then I got to save some for my kids. No. You just empty yourself out. Put all the faith you have in Jesus on that thing. You focus all of your attention and faith on that thing. Empty yourself of faith. But that means that you're going to have to take the necessary steps to fill yourself back up with faith. If I empty it on Monday afternoon, before I go to bed Monday, I better have it filled back up. Why? Because Tuesday's coming. Trouble's on its way. But my faith is going to stand the test of time. I'm not worried about what comes tomorrow. Why? Because I'm faithful. I am full of faith. I am ready to take on the devil and every demon he tries to bring with him. I am ready to fulfill vision. Vision does not scare me. Why? Because I'm faithful. Giants don't scare me. Why? Because I'm full of faith. All of the things that God has called doesn't cause me to ponder or question. Why? Because I'm full of faith. How do we fill ourselves up or keep ourselves full? God's word. This is not the only place you should be getting word. You've got a phone. That phone has an app. That Bible app. You can get every translation ever written at your fingertips anytime you want. There are commentaries. There are podcasts. Everything you want. All the words you want. But we binge watch. We fantasy draft our football team. And then we have the audacity to say, I just don't have time. We make the time for what we want. And if you are going to remain faithful, you are going to have to give God time, not every week, every day of your life. Somebody say amen. Prayer builds faith. Building up our most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Pray in English, praise God. Pray in Spanish, praise God. Pray in Texan, y'all. But you better make sure that you're praying in the Holy Ghost. I pray in tongues as equal or more than I pray in English. Why? Because when I pray in English, I'll eventually run out of things to pray for. But when I begin to pray in the Holy Ghost, I'm praying for things I don't know about. I'm praying for things to come. I'm praying for my children's future spouse. I'm praying for my future. I'm praying for the future of this church. I'm praying against devils. I'm praying against giants. We fill ourselves up. Oh, here we go, by fasting. I was so blessed. Talked with a young leader this week that's contemplating life decisions. And before I could even ask, he said, I've been praying about this and I've been fasting about this. That's a faithful young man. That's a young man that says, I'm not going to flex my faith on Sunday. But I'm going to live a life of faithfulness every day. Our worship builds faith. Can I encourage you? These songs that we sing here, the lyrics, get them in your spirit. Put them on repeat on the way to work. Have yourself some worship time at home. Get on your AirPods and worship and build up your faith. Let me tell you something. Cardi B has never made anyone more faithful to God. Post Malone has never made anyone more faithful to God. As much as I love George Jones, George Strait, and all them boys, none of them have ever made me want to be more faithful to God. They don't even want to make me be faithful to my wife. And that's the good old boys. Drinking and carousing around and honky-tonking. None of that has ever made my faith grow. But when I worship, and when I enter into his holiest place, my faith begins to grow. When I watch the news, my faith begins to wane. But when I worship, my faith begins to grow. When I hear the talking heads called politician, my faith begins to wane and my blood begins to boil. But when I begin to worship, my faith begins to grow and the blood of Jesus Christ becomes the most important thing. I've got a minute and 44 seconds left. Serving at church builds faith because you're connected to something bigger than yourself. And you say, how can you say that serving produces faith? Because Brother Jerome has been our head usher for almost 30 years. You say, what does that mean? Every Sunday, every Wednesday, he is faithful to the house of God and to the calling God has put on his life. He is faithful. He shows faithfulness. By him being by serving God in his house and his people, he is showing, I know what faithfulness is. Church attendance. This might be the largest crowd we've ever had on Labor Day weekend. I don't know if everybody's not traveling because of COVID. I don't care why it is, but I'm so excited that on a three-day weekend that you showed up to the house of God when you could be barbecuing, you could be tanning, you could be doing something else, but here you stand. Why? Because faithfulness is important. It's not a flex come Tuesday. It's a faithful walk every day of your life. Sharing your testimony builds faith. Why? Because it reminds you of the faithfulness of God. And when I'm reminded of the faithfulness of God, it makes me want to be a more faithful believer and follower of Jesus Christ. I want you to stand on your feet. I got 12 seconds left. We barely got into this. We're going to go to Mark chapter 11 next week. But I'm going to end it with the first portion of what I was going to share from Mark chapter 11, verse 22. Jesus answered his disciples after a lengthy discussion, which we'll get to next week. Four words Jesus had for the strongest believers of that time. Now, we're not talking about the heathen, the CEM Christians, the Christmas, Easter, Mother's Day believers. We're talking about 12 men who follow Jesus away from job, career, family, their home, their comfort zone. They follow Jesus away. We're talking about 12 people that are in it to win it. This is what Jesus said. Have faith in God. See, if a preacher preached that, we'd go home saying, did all right. That was Jesus' sermon for the day. Have faith in God. You'd like to see where we're going with this series, go home and read the preceding verses and the verses following that. And you'll find very, very quickly why Jesus was talking to believers about having faith in God. He didn't even answer the question that they asked. He said, have faith in God, meaning this: every question can be answered with faith. Every question. You give me a question, I can give you faith to answer that question. So this is where we're at, church. I see so many people. I love to see them get out of wheelchairs. I love to hear the testimony. But your life is going to grow when you become full of faith or faithful. And you don't just flex on Sundays or when an impossibility becomes possible, but every day of your life, you wake up and you say, my choice today is to have faith in God. This is a simple altar call today. I want to talk to those of you that you feel faith has waned, that your faith is not as strong today as it once was. Maybe you got all of your faith and you mustered it together for that one doctor's report. But you're not living a faith-filled life. You're not following Jesus every day. You're not listening to his voice every day. When you need him, man, you get it all together and you have a faith moment. But you're not living faith. I want you to step out of your seat. Maybe you're in the balcony.